What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Breaking it down, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll re-welcome our AM radio affiliates in a couple of moments time. Cain Velasquez, not good. Not good. So his next court date is April the 12th. April the 12th. So where are we at now? So he's going to have to wait April the 12th. And Cain Velasquez was denied bail. Not a good sign of things to come as far as what the state's attitude is about him. He's a well-respected member of the community, and they rejected bail. The judge, Shelna Brown, Santa Clara County Superior Court, said the risk is too great to let Cain Velasquez out on bail due to extreme recklessness of the retired fighter's actions. And I understand the judge's perspective on this, because let's be real, and I love Cain Velasquez, but let's be real. He'll probably, like, go and kill the guy for real now. Like, he'll get out and think, I'm going to jail anyways. I'm gonna finish off what I started. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Like, he's a man possessed, and, you know, we could say rightfully so. But what kind of justice system is there that there's a pedophile, like, walking the streets right now? And how is it that, and I understand Cain not getting bail. I get it. From a legal perspective, I totally get it. The guy chased a car 11 miles into public, and he shot into a car. He shot the guy's father. Right, and the guy's mother was in the car with the alleged pedophile, alleged whatever. Right, even, you know, his day in court. And as I stated, Cain has shown that he's got a one-track mind here, that he wants vengeance on this dude, and rightfully so. But so I understand, like, not letting him out on bail, because, you know what I mean. Like I said, I think Cain probably would do something. But at the same point in time, how the hell is a child molester out on the street? What kind of silly, who the hell, whose idea was that? Oh, he allegedly molested someone over 100 times. Let's let him out. What do you mean, let's let him out? No. Like, how about we don't let him out? How about we don't give him bail? How's that sound? Like, it's twisted. And now, so you're telling me now this guy's walking around free right now? Cain Velasquez is in jail? There's no justice here. But Cain had to be smarter in how he approached this. I saw Joe Rogan was talking about how he wished he would have just used his hands and beaten him to death. What did I say? It was the first thing I said. I said, bro, like, you could have just assaulted him. At least you just would have been charged with, like, assault and bodily harm. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the loudest station in the nation. Let's do this thing. Just talking about Cain Velasquez right now and how he was denied bail. And I understand the logic of denying him bail because, like, let's just be real. He's like Charles Bronson in, like, Death Wish. You know, seriously. It's a Death Wish. He's on the warpath. and he wants vengeance, and he wants blood. And justifiably so. Justifiably so. But I understand that Judge Brown denying him bail, as she said, due to his extreme recklessness of the retired fighter's actions. Now, I'm not advocating any sort of, you know, I'm just saying, if you know what I'm saying, and let's be real, the guy that, you know, that he tried to shoot is a scumbag, that he's the one that should be in jail right now. Cain Velasquez should be free. If somebody molests your kid, you should have the right to kill them. I think that's like, you know, I think society would accept that. I don't think, like, we should be whacking people left and right and stuff, but, like, zero tolerance policy. You know what I mean? It's tough, you know, proven guilty and all that, but like Joe Rogan said, we all wish that, you know what I mean, he would have succeeded in a sense, but I don't want to see Cain's life ruined. He's lucky he didn't kill, like, the father, man, or the mother. The mother was in a car, too. You know, the justice system has clearly let Cain Velasquez down. How is it that an alleged child molester is walking the street, yet Cain Velasquez is behind bars right now? Cain Velasquez was never going to hurt anybody in society. Right? Cain Velasquez never hurt anybody in society besides fighters in a cage. Right? Cain Velasquez didn't ask for this. Now, were his actions, yeah, can you justify this? Yes and no.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As I stated, I'm just saying that, you know, you have to be smarter about it. You know what I mean? You have to be, you can't be chasing a car down the road, 11 miles down the road, and firing like a bunch of shots into a car. There's a bunch of people there. You're hitting random people. That's like a drive-by with the gangs and stuff. There's been too many innocent people who have been killed in California due to drive-by shootings. Whether it's a gang or it's Cain Velasquez, you just can't do it. Although, you know what? It's not fair. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Oh, yeah! We're rolling. Let's do this thing. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. Just talking about Cain Velasquez. We'll bring George Kurtz in momentarily. And Kurtz is a father, so he'll find his story a little bit disturbing. But so Cain Velasquez denied bail. And it should be noted, actually, as far as his attorney is concerned, he's got the best in the business, right? He's got one of the biggest names in the business. But is it a good thing? I think it is. And I'm talking about Mark Garagos. So, you know, anybody that watches cable news, you know Mark Garagos. He's a staple in the legal system. He's been around forever. And as far as his list of clients are concerned, Winona Ryder, Michael Jackson. He defended Michael Jackson during the sex allegations. Chris Brown, rapper. He represents Colin Kaepernick and his legal issues. He represented Jussie Smollett, of course, who did the fake attack type thing. Yeah, a lot. He didn't win all these, I'll tell you that. But as you see, so I don't know. Like, my first thought when I saw this, I was like, oh, God, really? You got this guy? But the thing is, he's a great attorney, yet he's a celebrity attorney. He's a celebrity attorney, as you see. Michael Jackson, Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's brother at the time. Yeah, I could go on, like, you know, congressman, Chris Brown, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, Michael Jackson. like this guy's been, like, you know what I mean? He's one of the most famous lawyers there. You're Johnny Cochran and Mark Garagos, essentially. You know what I mean? And Cochran's dead. And F. Lee Bailey. F. Lee Bailey. So, all right, I think he's gone. All right, he's real old or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, great attorney that he has. And I think, man, do you really want this media circus around and stuff? But yes. Yes, you do. And I think that it's up to us. I saw somebody in the MMA media saying that the people in the MMA media and the fans should be speaking up more for Cain. And I think they're kind of right. And I think the media, you know, fans are one thing, but I think fans can play into this too. The legal system, guys, and the court system, they can say it's by the book and stuff, but public sentiment matters. And this needs to be on Anderson Cooper. This needs to be on Fox News, right? Like, you know what I mean? This is a story that everybody can sink their teeth into. If you're Fox News and you're Hannity, you can spin this and rip the, you know what I mean? All those pinko commie Democrats, and they let a child molester go, and this is an outrage, and free Cain Velasquez. Right? CNN and Anderson Cooper will, you know, take it from the sadder side of things, and the poor kid got molested, and is it fair that, right? I think that this story does need to be in the media. It does need to be put out there. Because the more pressure that people are saying, this is garbage, man, that you're going to put this guy in jail for 15 to 30 years when there's a child molester on the loose, I think that that can only help him, right? It can help him with the judge, the public sentiment. It can help him with a jury pool, like get this out in the news already, right? Every juror says, oh, I don't know anything about this. Yeah, as if, right? So get it out in the news. Get it out there. Cain is not an aggressor. He is, him and his family are the victims in this. And Garagos is the perfect guy to understand how to litigate and play the media. So I think it was a good hire. And I'll also tell you what, guys, there's no way in hell Cain Velasquez can afford Mark Garagos. No way. Even with his UFC money and stuff. Garagos is real money. So I don't know who's paying for it. I was thinking Dana White. It wouldn't surprise me if Dana White and Fertitta are paying. And they're not going to tell people. You know, Dana isn't an angel, but he also does things behind the scenes that people don't know about too. So I'm just saying, he doesn't have the money to hire Mark Garagos. Not for a case that could take 6 months to a year type, like this is going to be a big TV show, you know, thing. Like, he doesn't have that type of money. And Garagos, Cain Velasquez isn't a big enough star for Garagos to do it and say, yeah, it's Michael Jackson. I'm going to get a lot of press out of this. Garagos doesn't need to do this for press. Cain Velasquez, Mark Garagos is more famous than Cain Velasquez is. So he's getting paid for this. And clearly somebody's paying the bill. I think, well, we'll get the address to the legal fund as well. And we had some leftover dollars from Patreon from a couple of months ago, actually. And I said, we're going to give it to charity. We're just waiting for the right one. Maybe we'll give half to free Cain Velasquez and the other half to a real authentic. I think the best way, actually, to support the Ukrainians is you rent Airbnb from them. They get the money directly. They're renting Airbnbs. You're never going to go there, obviously, but you're putting money in a Ukrainian's pocket who's been, lifeline's been cut off. Sorry, George, I'm just setting the stage there. So, George, you're a parent. You're a parent, and I don't know if you know the story. Former UFC champion, Cain Velasquez. One of his family relatives, you know, whatever, it was his kid. It's tough to talk about his kid. He had legally did a saying, you know, a relative of his was allegedly touched and molested over 100 times at a daycare center. They let the guy out on bail. They let the guy out on bail. Cain Velasquez, the fighter, then tried to shoot him, except he went on an 11-mile car chase through the streets of San Jose, Santa Clara area, and 11 miles, randomly shot at the car, shot the guy's father instead. Didn't kill him, shot the guy's father. The guy's mother and the alleged sexual pedophile scumbag was in the car. He just got denied bail. They're charging him with like 11 counts of attempted murder. And he faces 15 to 30 years to potentially life in jail. Like, it's a tragic story here. But what do you think about this? Like, I know everyone can't be vigilante, but you as a parent can understand his rage here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can. Because you don't know how you're going to react when someone touches your child. You don't know. You know, I like to think I might be cool and calm, but I doubt it. Right. And I can tell you stories. I've gone to McDonald's, and my wife and I sit down with the kids, and the kids maybe go playing in those, the games they have at McDonald's, those whatever trampoline things, and you, all you're doing as a parent, you're not watching the kids so much as you're watching around.
Well, you're watching around the people, like, is anyone looking at my kid type thing?
Exactly. You think it's true. And my wife and I spotted somebody who was eating alone.
Wow.
And no kid ever went to them. You know, I hate to think this way, Gabe, because for all I know, this guy...
it could just be some poor, lonely bastard that just got divorced sitting in a McDonald's by himself, right?
Right, maybe having a cheeseburger and fries. But all I got, because it was a male, if it was a female, I probably wouldn't have cared. But because it was a male, my eyes was constantly watching this guy. Constantly watching. And I just felt bad. And listen, we were there for an hour, and no kid ever came to it. So he was there alone. He was there a long time. But like I said, he could have been on his lunch hour, just hanging out, having a burger, and he liked this part of the restaurant. And maybe he likes to, and I don't think, maybe he likes to watch kids play. Nothing, you know, nefarious. Just likes to watch kids play. He's a happy guy because kids are playing. I don't know that. But because of the way things are in this society, yeah, my eyes were on him. My wife, well, I could see from my wife, she nodded her head too. She knew what we were looking at. And it's sad that it comes that way because we have to think this way. If I was on the jury and he had only killed the guy who did the molestation, I can't tell you I'm convicting him. I don't care if they have video of him doing it.
That's the problem. Like, what juror could, though? You know what I'm saying? Like what juror is going to say, well, you know, rules are rules, so 30 years in jail. Come on, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we should know. Buddy, non-life-threatening injuries, all right? So he got shot. Come on, man. How many thousands of people get shot a day in the United States? Like, so what? Another guy got shot. Right? So the problem is, though, Jordan, like I said, the alleged abuser was in the car with his parents, and Kane shot into the car and hit the guy's father.
He should wait when he was alone.
Yes. And even use your hands. You're a former UFC heavyweight champion. Cain Velasquez is tougher than they come, George. Wait till the right time. Roll up, at nighttime, and literally like beat the guy to like a living pulp to a second of his life. Get charged with aggravated assault. Do a couple of years. You know what I mean? Like 15 to 30 years, bro.
I would have less a chance to convict you of that. By the way, if you just beat the crap out of the guy,
yeah, you say, "Wow, exactly."
He got what's coming to him.
Put him
on. I'm not. I can't do it.
You know how the jury works, and this is a guy's life, and it's a celebrity gargo, so they're going to get in the jury pool. What kind of person would be neutral about this? Only a horrible person. I tell you right now, the jury, they're going to go, the prosecutors are going to say, we want jurors with no kids. Because any parent, bro, no parent. Yeah, you're going to say, let's get no, you know what I mean? Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Grid.com.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now, speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
George. Shout out to our boy, Big Jim P. Wolverine fan, tuning in Phoenix, Arizona right now. KD USA AM 1060. What's up, Phoenix? We'll see you at the Super Bowl. Well, whatever. If we're God willing, like, can never predict the future. Can never predict the future. Just as we can never predict that we wake up today to Calvin Ridley being suspended for the year, George. But hey, that's what we got dealt. That was the card we got dealt. I just find it interesting that they knew all this time. We only found out now that the NFL was aware. The whole time, and I think it goes to prove just how good of a book FanDuel actually is. The bonuses are so good, the odds boosts are so good, that even someone with $11 million at stake couldn't resist. Right? Damn, I'm making $11 million next year, but man, that odds boost is good at FanDuel. What do you think about the Calvin Ridley situation?
I'm shocked. I mean, it's one of the first things they tell every player in training camp. No matter if you're a vet, rookie, they go over it, you cannot gamble. Cannot gamble on the game. So there's no excuse here. You can't do it legally in Georgia, so he had to travel to Florida to do it. And he used his own name. It was like he didn't try to cover this up at all. He actually, I think he's whatever. He was Calvin Ridley, NFL player, or whatever was his username here. And the NFL has checks and balances in place to stop this. So they knew about it since apparently February 9th. And I got to hand it to some of the Atlanta Falcons, too. Apparently they had trade offers for Ridley, and they couldn't tell the teams why. No, I'm sorry. We can't trade him to you, you know, because you're not going to be around.
Brutal.
So just stupidity all around here. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he had to know he was going to get caught. Did he forget that it's against the rules? Did he not care? Was that part of his mental problem?
I hate to say.
This season?
I think maybe he's just not that smart. You know, like also, like they say that ignorance is not a plea, right? Back to court. Welcome to Law and Order tonight. But, like, ignorance of the law is not a defense, right? It isn't. But you know what I mean? And trust me, I've been there. Hey, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. No, is that wrong? Was I not supposed to do that? Right? But I'm just telling you. Like, clearly, maybe this he didn't listen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for $1,500, I don't believe he does have a gambling problem. It wasn't a repeated thing or anything. Sounds like he was sitting around one week and decided to bet on some football. But I don't understand why he says after, I didn't even watch the games. Why is he throwing that in? You see that? He goes, you know, I didn't even want, like, it doesn't matter, bro. What does that have to do with it? Like, what did you say? Well, why did you even do it then? Like, so what, you got your bets in and went and worked out? That's the side of a degenerate. Like, what do I, you know what I mean? Like, that was kind of a weird. He goes, I didn't even see the games. Like, so what, is that a defense? Like, over $1,500, you blew an $11 million deal. Like, the guy's an idiot.
I think you said on one of your tweets today, which is so true. His agent had to be like, oh, for the love of God, shut up.
Yeah, get off the Twitter, bro. Stop laughing and saying LOL.
You're not helping yourself. You're just not helping
yourself. Would you sign this guy? Like, I don't think he should be banned. And as we brought it up earlier, George, this isn't new, right? And people are saying, oh, you know, Ray Rice got this and blah, 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 got for weed. Yeah, yeah, it's all fine and dandy, but whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? It's not... It's set in stone, bro, going back, right? Paul Hornung, 1 year. Alex Karras, 1 year. Those guys were big stars, bro. You know what I mean? They were bigger stars than Calvin Ridley is now in comparison at the time. They were big stars, George. They got suspended for 1 year for gambling. I'm a gambler. You're a gambler. You can't. It affects the integrity of the game, George. You can't do it. Doesn't matter if he's betting on other sports, and you can embrace it. People would love him. Oh, man, yeah, he's always tweeting about NBA picks and stuff, right? Fine. Like I said earlier, George, I went biblical on this. It's like Adam and Eve. God, I'll give you eternal paradise and eternal Eden. Don't touch the apples, though. What does Adam do right away? He eats the effing apple. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess mankind, George, right? They've always been stupid, including Adam. Then he threw Eve under the bus after.
It's whatever you can't have, you want. No matter how much you have, whatever you can't have, you want.
I know.
I think you're probably right. I think this is more about stupidity than anything else.
Yes, yeah, just pure stupidity, yes.
He didn't try and cover it up. Calvin Ridley.
Yes, exactly.
It was his account name. I mean, what are we doing here?
It's not like if he's trying to cover it up, then it's like his cousin was betting and he was secretly giving the money. Then it's like, man, it's kind of premeditated. You actually thought about it and knew it was wrong. To me, I almost look at it like it's so stupid and petty. This is like George, you know, compared to like it's almost like Brittany Griner. The woman's basketball player, George, not a big guy, I don't even know. But that's different. That's in Russia. Like, that's just stupid. But, George, just imagine, like, all right, weed is legal right now in, like, 30-plus states or whatever, right? 40, 35, whatever. It's like gambling's 30. Weed's, like, a little more. Than... Same point in time, George. You can't fly in an airport with marijuana on you. Even if you're flying, it's kind of stupid. Like, if you're flying from the California, George, where marijuana is legal, to the state of Washington, where it's legal, it makes sense you'd be able to bring it with you, right? Well, while I'm taking something that's legal here, I'm getting on a plane, I'm going to get off where it's legal. It's not, right? Airports are federal land, and it's not legal federally. So my whole point is, you might have, like, just a stupid joint on you. You know what I mean? Where even, like, you know, and I've seen this stuff, man. I was in a band, bro, where it's like, come on, man. Like, even the customs are like, God, are you stupid? Like, why do you have this here? But we don't have a choice. We have to arrest you now. Right? It's like one of these deals, and it's like, God, man, why didn't you just throw this out? Didn't you think? Right? And once you're in, there's no turning back. And that was like Brittany Griner, except you're in Russia. Good luck, girl, with that. But you can't affect the integrity, and I get it. What about fantasy football, and you players are talking about playing in this and that, but as George stated, as we stated, guys, they tell you one thing, and I, you know, let's put it like for, like, you know, if, like, for drugs. Imagine being told, like, you're an NFL player, George. You're allowed to bet online, bro. You can play casino games. You can play poker if you want. You can do whatever the hell you want. You can bet on NBA basketball. You can tweet pics of NBA basketball, right? Like, dude, like, there are a million Major League Baseball players that are in Vegas in the offseason in sports books and stuff. Oh, man, there's Frank Thomas. There's, you know what I mean? They're all betting, like, even current guys and stuff. It's legal. They're allowed. They're citizens. They can go bet on the NFL if they want. You can't, whatever league you are in, you can't bet on that league. It's very simple, George. If you're in the NHL, you're Austin Matthews, you can bet on NFL football. You can't bet on the NHL. It's very simple. It's like being told, hey, listen, telling some, like, a bunch of party, like, you know, a dorm room, we don't mind if you smoke weed, we don't mind if you drink, you know what, little cocaine, fine, but better not be any, like, heroin in here. And then what do? You do, like, you do the one thing, like you said, they tell you not to do. Like, you know what I mean? It's like they already gave you, like, you've got a great life, you're in the NFL, you can bet on any sport you want. What the hell are you betting on NFL games for $1,500? Like, there's no other reason besides to say that he's not very bright. But he still deserves the year, in my opinion. And I wouldn't sign him on my team. I want him back in the league after, but not on my team. I wouldn't sign him if I was a GM, would you?
Ooh, I agree with everything you said. The signing thing is the one thing maybe I would still sign. Especially if I get a discount here. I do believe
what is judgment, George? Can you trust him, though? Like, maybe he quit on the
team
last year. Mental health.
Stupidity is the problem. That's the issue. He's stupid. Right?
And look at his answers and his tweets and his response today. His immaturity, George. You know what I mean?
That's my problem. That would be my problem with signing him. Yeah, he's not getting a top of the market deal. If I get him on a sweetheart deal, yeah, I might.
Good point. Yeah, and that's another kid. You just screwed yourself, right? Like, monetarily.
Dumb. Like, I mean, just dumb.
Instead of going from 11 to 17, you're going from 11 to 4 and 5.
I'm that guy, Gabe. If I have a contract like this, I'm not driving anymore. That's it.
Yeah, I don't want to get in
a car accident. I don't want to hurt myself. I got the mic and hire. I can hire someone to sit outside my house. You know, for $50,000.
Dude, I don't make nowhere near that money. I don't make anywhere near that money. I've been told, even in this business, don't do this, don't do that. And even I'll listen sometimes. I'll be like, yeah, you know what? They don't ask a lot. They ask me not to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things. It's like a maturity level. You got to pick your spots. And like I said, I'm not questioning any mental health stuff, but it's hard for me not to right now. When what? So you're betting when you're not playing and stuff? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. This is the whole thing, George. Like, I don't have time for this. Like, if you're, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, man. I don't have time to babysit people, bro. You know what I mean? That's what it comes down to.
I agree. But we see this all the time. I mean, it's always somebody doing something stupid. Now it's just more stupid with the betting. And you said it. This rule's been around forever. You mentioned the two former Horning and stuff that got suspended. Alex Karras back in the day. Art Schleister, remember the quarterback? He got nailed also. So
Schleister's another story. Schleister was a degenerate.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Schleister lost $389,000 from January to March of 1983. $389,000. I had him on the show. During his college days, Schleister began betting on horse racing and later on other sporting events. He carried over his gambling habits to his pro career, where it spiraled out of control from there. While playing for the Indianapolis Colts, he bet $389,000. Schleister will not be reinstated into the league and be solidly assured that the serious violations of cardinal NFL rules he has committed will not be repeated. I'm telling you. So Schleister nearly returned to the NFL in 1987 when the Bengals wanted to sign him as a backup to Boomer Esiason. However, Schleister had been arrested in January.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money. Inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
For running an illegal multi-million-dollar bookmaking operation. So he went, Arch Leeser was the real deal. Like, we're talking about an NFL star quarterback that had an out-of-control gambling habit that then started an illegal bookmaking operation. Then proceeded to, like, write bad checks. And then proceeded to go to jail. This is Sports Rage. Break it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Mo. Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't count out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
75-72. Let's go, Santa Clara. We're getting five. There's 3.6 seconds left in this basketball game. The game went over the number. Cash that. And if you recall, man, we've been smoking the in-game picks. For those of you that paid attention, we told you we just took the over 145.5. I think it's going to get there. I was worried about Santa Clara covering, and I wanted to go 2-1 in this game. Maybe we can go 3-0 here and a nice clean sweep. Sweep on the way out. All right, me and George Kurtz have agreed. And it'll be fascinating to see this Cain Velasquez trial play out. But as I was saying, I think the best thing we can do if you support Cain Velasquez is actually talk about it, tweet about it, get it out there in the social, in the public conscience. And it will have an effect on just everybody's perception coming into this. Because no jury. Like, how the hell are you going to find anybody that's going to say, oh, yeah, this kid's child was molested 100 times and he shot at the guy that did it? Like, oh, yeah, let's put him in jail for 30 years? Come on, man. Like they said, like if this was Florida or Texas, they'd tell them have a nice day, right? And a pedophile wouldn't even be on the street right now. But like, you know, it is what it is. All right, so here we go. Oh. What the hell just happened here at the end? The kid. Santa Clara tried to tie the game at 75-72. They tried to heave a three. I don't know, like, if that was a foul, a charge. It's like Rex Chapman, like, blocker charge. Like, seems to me that the kid on St. Mary's just sort of, like, ran at half court and got in his way and got ran over and the clock stopped. And they were like, well, that's the game. And the ball still nearly. What just happened here? Let me see the replay room. That's a foul. But the thing is, whatever, they needed a three anyway, so... The thing is, and he shot after, so it would have been a two, so whatever. They didn't really get screwed. It's just a weird ending. But, hey, we cover the point spread. The game goes over. We hit the end game over. We go 3-0 in this game. All right, so me and George Kurtz have been agreeing on a lot of stuff here. This is where I think potentially we start disagreeing. George, let's talk baseball.
Okay.
You ready for this? So please don't tell me, Kurtz, you're down with a pitch clock, right? You're not, right? You're not. Like, come on. Like, come on, George.
I don't mind it. I think it could solve some problems.
There's no problems to be solved.
Not for you and I. But
you don't have any problems.
We're fanatics. We'll watch. I don't care how long a baseball game is. Me personally, 4 hours, I don't care. I'm watching the game. It means nothing to me. During commercials, I have other things I can do. I'll switch channels, listen to some music. I got 3 TVs. I'll put something else on. Doesn't bother me. There's more than one game on. Fine. I'm watching the other game. What do I care? But for the average fan or the below average fan, they don't like it. But I also think this one.
Yeah, but we don't change things for the average fan, though. Why would we change someone for
dying.
The? No, it isn't dying. Their ratings were great in the playoffs last year. It's not
dying.
But
attendance is going way down.
Attendance is going down with everything. There's a better experience. There's a better viewing experience.
Baseball,
you don't even go to games and you love baseball.
I live 2 hours from Yankee Stadium, so it's a hike. You know, hell, getting to the island games are annoying enough. Some of the way you park in this freaking arena, by the way. But that being said.
That's an excuse, but go on, yes.
How about this for baseball? One of the reasons why I'm kind of interested in this, I think part of the reason why pitchers take so long to throw the ball is because they're trying to revive to be able to throw the ball 100 miles an hour again.
They are trying to recharge their arm. They do. That is the new thing. They're good at that. You're right. The recharge, so right? The extra 3 seconds and stuff, they do get a little velocity out of it.
Right.
So yeah, but so what? So you want
more balls to play.
Yeah, but you want to speed up the game, but you want more hits and runs. You want a DH, too, in the National League, right? But you want to speed the game up, but you want more hits and you want more offense. Isn't that an oxymoron?
That will slow. You're 100% correct. DH, obviously, for obvious reasons, is going to be a much better hitter, maybe even a great hitter, will slow the game down. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But the pitch clock should overdo that.
Let me ask you something, and I respect your opinion. And listen, I think you're nuts, and I'm disappointed. But I thought you were a little bit more of a purist in this. But no, you're free to your opinion and stuff. But, you know, the George, we've been playing the game for 146 years. 146 years. Major League Baseball has been in action. And what? Now Rob Manfred and these owners that don't care about the game and a bunch of jackasses on Twitter are going to change the rules for after 146 years? Not on my watch. No. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, don't watch it. We're doing just fine. We brought in $11 billion last year. We're good. You know what I'm saying? So what, we're going to bring in 11.1? You have children. They ever said to daddy, I'd watch baseball, but the pitchers step off the mound too much. Come on, man. So thank you. If you really want to save time in a baseball game, George, if you saw my idea on Twitter, cut down on the crap in between innings. Very simple. Run ads during the game if you want. So go to a commercial for 90 seconds or 2 minutes, a quick 2 minutes, come back, and then boom. Have an ad up. Hey, you know, the first day, this ad's brought to you by. Now, they already do that. And the thing is, they already have ads running behind home plate anyways. It's already a constant thing anyways. But how much time is wasted, George, in between innings? As I stated, bro, the right fielder will be just fine if he doesn't play catch with the bat boy in between innings, George. You know what I mean? It's a waste of time. And the pitchers are wasting their arm. They're half-assing the pitches anyways. The whole reason it is for television commercials. So just put the damn TV ads during the game. It's like soccer. If it was up to you, we'd have a clock in soccer, too. Well, we've got to make it quicker just because, you know, the average fan, you know, like, why would we change everything for the average fan? Would a great band, like, did the Rolling Stones change your music for an average fan? You know what I mean? Oh, well, you know what? We're big, but the average fan, dumbass, jerk-off doesn't like us, so let's change our music for them. No. Baseball is chess. It's not checkers. Now it's like whatever. It's like Monopoly or something. It's a pile of crap. So I wholeheartedly disagree with the pitch clock. I think it's a disgrace. I think it's an embarrassment. I think Abner Doubleday is rolling in his grave. And I think whatever. I've lost all respect. I don't even care anymore if they play, to be honest. So like, all right, you got a pitch clock. It's not baseball. It's not baseball. Yeah, pitch clock. There's no clocks in baseball. 146 years, but you guys know best. Yeah, Rob Manfred and the owners and the Pirates owner and you guys, you know best. Let's change the rules. 146 years, the sport's been fine, but in the dead of night, over a weekend, let's just have a pitch clock announced here. And now, what about the shift? What about the shift, George? How you feel about this? They want to ban the shift.
That, I think, is silly. Once again, hit the ball the other way.
Thank you. We're going to reward mediocrity, George, right? Oh, you know what? You can't hit opposite field. You're too much of a dumbass. You hit it right at somebody all the time, and we know you're going to hit it right to us, and you still do it. So let's reward these. Let's reward them, George. What are we doing to the game here, George? Come on.
Like I said, I think the shift is idiotic. Banning the shift is idiotic. I have no problem. Listen, you want to play all eight guys on defense? You want to put them all on the right side? Go ahead.
Yes, it's your prerogative. Yes.
Hit the ball the other way. I mean, how many times do we see it with as
it's like telling a football team, no, you're not allowed to have five defensive backs anymore. If we want to have five defensive backs, we'll have five defensive backs. You know what I mean?
Then run the ball. Run the ball and they'll
Yes,
that.
Exactly.
All right, like I said, and which is what bothers me about the shift. We've seen this before. If a player bunts the ball a couple of times down the third baseline, guess what?
Yeah, but they won't even do it in the playoffs. They're idiots. But, George, do you see my point here that we're really killing off the game, like the thinking man part of the game? So the analytics and the shift guys, let's give them credit for it. It's annoying, but let's give them credit for it. It's like, all right, we know this guy. We know Freeman's going to hit it right to us, right here. Right? Like 92% of the time he hits it here. Like this is math, guys. It's simple math. They're like, he won't hit it there. He always hits it here. And boom. And then Buddy will hit it right to them. So now we're going to take that away, George. So now the manager, no more double switch. No more now with the DH in the National League. It seems to me that we're dumbing down the game, George. Let's just call it off for what it is. For the average fan that doesn't care anyways and won't watch anyways.
Well, I have no problem with getting rid of the pitcher hitting there. I mean, pitchers suck at hitting. They batted 107 last year. It was a joke.
Who cares? That's part of the game, George. And lay a bunt down. That's part of the sport. So, in other words, all you care about is offense, George. You want more offense. You want pitching. You want offense. That's all you care about. You think that's good baseball. You think that's what? Madison Bumgarner wasn't trying in the World Series when he hit all his no. What, Zach Greinke wasn't trying? Zach Greinke doesn't try in the box?
That's an outlier. Jacob DeGrom's a great hitter. Madison Bumgarner's a great hitter.
Well, they could. They could be hitters if they wanted.
Oh, seven.
That's a sport. So are you so, George, like shortstops used to hit 211. Oh, I bet, but maybe we shouldn't let them hit anymore because they hit 211. Like, you don't seem to love baseball. You just want runs. Let's just call it up for what it is. You want runs. You think runs. You think runs. Well, you want a pitch clock because it'll help the offense. You want DH because it'll help the offense. So you want everything to help the offense, essentially.
I want the game to be brought back the way it was.
Brought back the way it was. How are you going to bring back the game the way it was by changing the rules? How does that make sense? The way it was? So what? You're going to change the rules to make it the way it was?
So you're always against changing any rule in any sport? That they got it right the first time?
A sport that's been around 146 years, yes, does not need any rule changes. No. No, we don't need any rule changes.
Rules have changed in baseball through the years. Remember, there used to be no walls in baseball. If you look at 146 years, I mean, the game has changed. Yeah. I'm not kidding. They were all old saves, didn't have walls. They had chalk.
Yeah, well, whatever. In the NHL, you couldn't pass the puck forward in the early 1900s. All right, I get it, but there's no difference.
The NHL has changed rules, too. How about the extra point in football?
Yeah, but when Abner Doubleday, when he created the game, whether it was a wall or not, it was still four bases. Like, how long? So do you advocate having four strikes now, George? More offense? No. Better be four strikes, so you know that's where we're going. You know that's where we're going to end up with. We've already bastardized and stupefied everything else.
What I think the biggest problem in all sports is that we have not made the adjustment that human beings are bigger, stronger, and faster than when the games were first invented. We haven't adjusted the game for that reason. I think bases probably need to be 95 feet long, not 90. The pitching mound, I think, would solve a lot of problems. You make it 62 feet long. Instead of 60.6, we just haven't. Whatever the math, whatever a human being is, 10% bigger than what they were in the 90s. Make everything bigger. You solve the problem.
Oh my God, my head's going to explode, Kurtz. You're killing me, Kurtz.
It's just basic math.
I thought for an old school Yankee fan, you'd have more common sense and like baseball passion and love for the game. It sounds to me like you just you're making it up on the fly here, like for your own whim, what you want. No, you don't like looking. You don't. It's like you want baseball to be a video game.
I have thought what? Because the only thing, because I wanted the age. I just don't want players to just worthless. Listen, pitchers up, I can go get a drink. Nothing's going to happen. All right, if nobody's on base, it's just a strikeout. All right, we all know it's coming here. All right, so I have no problem with the DH. And more importantly to me, I want the rules to be the same in both leagues. If the American League went to a pitcher hitting, that probably wouldn't bother me either. I don't care enough either way. The pitch clock, I think that for what the game is today, the three true outcomes, I think it could help. Because pitchers won't be able to throw the ball 102 miles an hour every freaking...
Yeah, because you want, you're right. So you want the pitchers to be able to throw it slower so there'll be more hits, right? And more runs.
That would
not better. That's not... What do you mean that'll be nice?
So you like to nice you... Balls?
Yes, yes, yes. I like baseball. I like the beauty of not knowing.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going to happen? Yes, that is baseball. That is baseball. I don't even think you like baseball. You don't know baseball. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kurtz, I'm holding up. Holding up here right now. 1955. I'm afraid. It's a replica. 1955 World Series program. Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees. These guys would be rolling in their graves to hear you talk right now, Kurtz. You know what? We talk Paul O'Neill in the Monument, man. Like, I'm really like, come on, Kurtz. I really thought you were much more of a baseball purist and traditionalist than I'm finding out that you are. You're like an EA Sports video game monster.
I think you're a little overdoing what I want to change.
No, I'm not. You want more offense. You want you want a pitch clock because of pitchers.
I want more balls in play. I want more balls in play.
It's the hitters. You can change the rules. It's the hitters and their stupid launch angle. We're changing the game for players who don't want to hit a baseball. They don't want to be Tony Gwynn. They just want to hit 30 home runs. They don't care. Everything is a launch angle. They don't even care in the damn World Series. Well, you know what? I got runners on second and third to one out, but I'm going to try to hit a home run here, right? This is what they do. So we're going to change the game for a bunch of jackass players that are playing for a launch angle so they can make money and they don't even care about the game. I had a player tell me once, I was buddies with a Major League Baseball player. The guy used to be like a solid 282 hitter, stuff like that. He hit 20 home runs one year. The next year, every pitch, he's trying to hit a home run. He was hitting like 240. I said to him, like, personally in a bar once, I said, what the hell is wrong with you anyways, bro? Why you? And I said, listen, bro, I ain't going to tell you what to do, but I said, why do you try to hit a home run every at-bat now? I said, it's not working. And he goes, my agent told me if I hit 30 home runs this year, I'll really make real money next year. In the future. That's the sport of baseball. And that's what you want to feed. You want to encourage these people. Like Mark Teixeira said, oh, they don't pay me. They pay me to hit home runs.
Do I think the launch angle thing is bull? Yeah, I do. But, you know, it is what it is in today's game. It's what gets paid here.
That's all they care about.
Balls in play.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah, but you can change all the rules. They're just going to try to hit home runs anyways.
Chicks take the long ball.
I'm going to leave it with that. More with Kurtz. We'll get some picks on the other side. Wrong.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.